Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with quite a group from Fort Riley today. In fact, I think Kirk mentioned that I have a whole platoon here, I guess you could say. But we do appreciate everyone being here. Lots of things to talk about. And I know we're going to lead things off talking about hiring heroes and transitions. And we have with us Tasha Jones. She's Employment Readiness Program Manager at Fort Riley. Also Sharon Washington, Transition Readiness Liaison. And also we have Master Sergeant Jason Snell, who's been on the program before. Want to remind our listeners, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, or toll free 866-776-1350. You can also tweet us at 1350 KMAN. But Tasha, you brought quite a crew with you today. I know you got a big hiring fair coming up. Maybe let's lead off with that a bit.
All right. Good morning, Kathy. Yes, our Hiring Heroes Career Fair will be Wednesday, April 26th at Riley's Conference Center on Fort Riley, Kansas. The street address is 446 Sites Road. It's from 9 to 2 p.m.
And I know, of course, you've hosted these types of fairs for quite a few years now.
Yes, this is our 10-year anniversary. It's the 10th year.
And maybe just what the emphasis kind of is, you know, what it's all about. What really is the Hiring Heroes Career Fair?
Well, Hiring Heroes is a program from the Department of Defense, and it's to provide outreach, recruitment assistance, products, services to our wounded, our ill, our injured, and transitioning service members, to include our veterans, their spouses, and caregivers. And it's organizing and conducting a specialized career fair for them, bringing all types of employers in one place, and then having them one place where everybody can just come and look around, network.
And I know you've sort of answered this, but you know who you're trying to assist, and maybe we can lean on Sharon and also Sergeant Snell a little bit on some of this. But you know, Sharon, some of the folks that you work with and who this type of fair is really for.
We work with the transitioning soldiers. We work, myself and Sergeant Snell, we work at the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. And during this program, what we do is prepare soldiers to go out and seek employment. They attend a 3-day Department of Labor course where they learn resume writing, interviewing techniques, how to dress for success, and basically how to network with employers. We also prepare them on financial needs. We have a course in financial management, education, and we have the Veteran Affairs representatives that work with them as well. And so we have a career skills program. I'm going to let Sergeant Snell talk about that program.
Well, and Sergeant Snell, I know, and we've chatted before, but you know, just some of the things you're really trying to accomplish and the different offerings and opportunities for transitioning soldiers.
Right now, with Fort Riley leading the Army with their transition assistance program, we are standalone. We offer much more than any other installation or organization. One of those being the Career Skills Program, which has proven to be our most beneficial program. It assists soldiers. It's basically on-the-job training while they're still active in the Army. And it's, you know, however many weeks or a couple months or whatever they do this, and it gives them about a 95% guarantee of employment once they transition out. One of them being the ABF Freight Trucking. It's a 6-week program. They go in, they come out with a CDL, they work for ABF for a year, and then they're turned loose from there. So it's very, very successful to help soldiers and their families transitioning out.
A lot of opportunities out there, no doubt about it. And maybe let's get back into the fair just a little bit, and then we'll get into more of the specifics of what the two of you do. But I know that Tasha, when he was mentioning different employers and different things that some of the folks they work with, maybe more specifically when we're talking about the fair, what employers will be on hand for that?
We're going to have 81 employers, 11 Department of Defense, 25 other federal agencies. And when I say other federal agencies, I'm talking the post office or things like that. 44 city and state local agencies, and some law enforcement, and as I had mentioned in another interview, Caterpillar out of Wanmigo is also going to be there. So we have a pretty good mixture. So for those who want to work for the government, those opportunities there. And for those who want to work for locals, city and state, they're coming from all over here to Fort Riley.
I'm wondering, too, will there actually be interviews conducted? What's the setup for the
fair
again?
Yes, there will be interviews conducted. Last year, we had 33 interviews conducted that day, and 89 throughout the course, a couple of days after that. And we literally had 33 job offers made that day, made and accepted.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
And I guess we mentioned some of the employers, but how does the event benefit transitioning soldiers and even family members too, I guess?
Well, because we're bringing everyone to one location, and I don't want to say it's like shopping, but you get to walk around, you get to network, you get to see what's out there. Because when you've been doing something for a very, very long time, you kind of get stuck in that thinking, and now you get to see that there are companies and agencies who want your specialized experience, and you get to see what you have to offer to these other agencies.
And what should someone bring? I know earlier Sharon mentioned resumes and that kind of thing, but I'm guessing you need to bring that and just suggestions
exactly.
That way.
You want to bring your resume. You want to dress, as she says, as if you're going to be hired, because literally you are there to be hired. We don't bring anyone to our job fairs that do not have jobs on hand to offer. So you want to come prepared, and we are here to assist you before the 26th of April. So contact me, 785-239-9435 at Army Community Service, and we will help prep you for these things, how to interview, how to talk to employers, how you should dress.
And, you know, Sharon, it's amazing to me how many people really don't have any idea when they go to something like this and show up in jeans or whatever the case may be. I mean, there is basically a protocol. You don't have to have a three-piece suit, I wouldn't think. But, I mean, just some suggestions for someone out there that's looking for a job.
Yes, we suggest that when you come to this event, have on some nice, nice khakis with a nice button-up shirt, maybe a tie. If you don't have a suit jacket, that's fine as well. But come prepared. Know a little information about the companies. There will be a listing we will put out on each company. And I always tell the soldiers, everyone has a smartphone. So if you never heard of Honeywell, step to the side, look on your smartphone, look up the company, and just get 2 or 3 minutes reading information. So when you approach the human resource personnel at the table, you know a little bit about the company, and just strike up a conversation with that representative.
And I saw Sergeant Snell kind of chuckling, because a lot of employers are going to be represented here, and I imagine you probably have partnerships with some of them already. But, you know, just maybe the variety. You mentioned trucking earlier, and, of course, you know, we're hearing a lot of different names. But just to what a person might be prepared for, what's the variety we're looking at here?
I'd say anything. I mean, everything from human resources to IT, medical. I mean, just about any career field you can think of normally attends these career fairs that we hold. And this is just one of two major ones that we hold annually. Sometimes we hold more, like this year we'll have another one in September. But the biggest thing that I encourage people attending it is you know, have that 2-minute elevator speech prepared, practice it. Don't go in there thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to say what they want me to say. Be yourself, be proactive, because that's what they're going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for that leadership attribute.
And it's exciting that people actually get hired at these too. That has to make you feel kind of fulfilled. And
absolutely.
A lot of gratification there. Back to resumes. What's the current standard, Sharon? I mean, I know it used to be one-page resumes only, and then, they've changed throughout the years. What is the current thought on that?
Well, for a civilian resume, no more than 2 pages. A lot of employers, they don't spend a lot of time on resumes. So put all the important stuff up top, so as soon as they look at it, they can see.
Well, I know, Tasha, maybe are you still looking for employers to participate? And, of course, we mentioned this event is April 26th.
It's April 26th. No, we actually filled up within 2 days of opening registration. We were already filled. So, and we still have employers on standby praying that someone else drops out. So, no, we are filled to capacity.
That's impressive. Well, before we wrap up, let's kind of go around the room one more time and get everybody to maybe say just highlights or things they want to emphasize. But, Tasha, anything else about the fair that you're wanting to emphasize? Maybe, again, the when and the where, and then from there on?
Exactly. It'll be Wednesday, April 26th at the Riley's Conference Center on Fort Riley. It's from 9 to 2 o'clock. And I also want to stress that it is open to spouses and primary caregivers. And we had mentioned the dress code. It's okay if you are a service member and you are in your uniform. Employers understand that, and they're not bothered by that.
Sharon, anything else you're wanting to add for our listeners today? Who you would encourage to attend? Just any other thoughts you might have?
I encourage all veterans, transitioning soldiers, and spouses and dependents to attend this event. My number is, I'm Sharon Washington at the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. If you need any assistance, please call me at 785-239-9621.
Sergeant, anything else you're wanting to add today?
Biggest thing I would say, like, even if you're not in your transition window and, you know, if you're working on another career, go. Start networking. Start figuring out what these employers are going to be looking for. It doesn't hurt, and you can help somebody else. And the goal is, you know, soldiers within 18 months of transition really need to attend these things.
Well, thanks to the three of you for stopping by. Been very informative.
Thank you.
And again, from Fort Riley today, we've had Tasha Jones, Employment Readiness Program Manager, Sharon Washington, Transition Readiness Liaison, and also Master Sergeant Jason Snell. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Clint Strutt, Financial Readiness Program Manager, and we're going to be talking about Army Emergency Relief, and he'll be filling us in on that subject, also having to do with Fort Riley. You're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heart.